Road trips and journeys of all kinds, really, can take us through terrain and to destinations we can only dream possible. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books, a novel and a memoir about life-changing expeditions. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In his Booker Prize-nominated novel, The Rest of Our Lives, Benjamin Markovitz tells the story of Tom Leyward, a man who confronts the empty nest phase of his disappointing marriage by dropping his daughter off at college and hitting the road. Markovitz establishes the unstudied and confiding voice that carries the book in the very first sentence. When our son was 12 years old, my wife had an affair with a guy called Zach Zersky, whom she knew from synagogue. For the sake of their two kids, Tom made a deal with himself that he'd stay in the marriage till they left home. The book opens at that point, 12 years later, by which time other things are going poorly as well. Tom has been put on leave from his university after giving counsel to the owner of a basketball team accused of racism and sexism, and also refusing to add his pronouns to his email signature. His health is not great, but he doesn't seem up to dealing with it, vaguely ascribing his symptoms to long COVID. When a bad argument between his wife, Amy, and daughter, Miri, erupts on the very day they're to take her off to college, Amy decides to stay home. And without ever actually choosing to take a road trip, Tom drops Miri and just keeps going, visiting an old basketball teammate, an ex-lover, his brother, and ultimately his son on the West Coast. The reader's sense that all this must be leading up to something is not wrong. But all I can tell you is that this controlled and powerful portrait of a man and a marriage in decline coasts to a halt somewhere unexpected. A completely different kind of journey is the one narrated by poet Javier Zamora in his memoir Solito, the story of his 3,000-mile journey to the United States at the age of 9. His parents had left El Salvador years earlier, maintaining touch by phone as Javier was raised by his grandparents and an aunt. He was 9 when they felt secure enough to send for him, arranging his transport with a hired coyote and expecting it all to take about 2 weeks. The reality turned out to be 2 full months of betrayals, thefts, and fear, life-threatening boat trips, savage desert crossings, and finally, arrests on the border. What saved the day was the unexpected kindness of other migrants, a found family of young adults who got him through the dangers and terrors and into the arms of his desperate parents, who had lost all track of him and feared the worst. As Carla Cornejo Villavicencio put it in the New York Times, Solito is an important, beautiful work that reads like a reporter's notebook. Everything is described meticulously so that it can be remembered. This is not just a migration tale. This is also an artist's coming-of-age story. Over those thousands of miles, Zamora becomes the narrator of his own life. I listened to Zamora read the audio and strongly recommend it. He begins with a quote from the important book about surviving trauma, The Body Keeps the Score, by Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. Our bodies are the texts that carry the memories, and therefore remembering is no less than reincarnation. The intimacy and honesty of his writing, as well as his reading, bring his 9-year-old self to life in an unforgettable and deeply moving way.
The books are The Rest of Our Lives by Benjamin Markovitz and Solito by Javier Zamora. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you may find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.